My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
You are now tuned in to the Prescription for Purpose podcast, the number one podcast for Christian women to learn how to apply God's principles to fulfill your God-ordained purpose. Every episode will empower you with the tools and wisdom necessary so you can strategically execute and excel in every area of your life. This is the place for you to learn how to walk in purpose, to walk with purpose, and to fulfill God's purpose. Hey girl, hey, and happy new year. Before we officially hop into season 4 of the Prescription for Purpose podcast, I wanted to pull up on y'all and invite y'all to be a part of our First Fruits Fast. We did this last year, and God had me run this back, and I want to teach a little bit about why we're doing this, why it's important to give God your first fruits, and why we are strategically waiting until after we fast in order for the next season of the podcast to go live. Now it's going to be fire. Episode 1 is all about success God's way, but the only way that we can have true success is really by submitting our plans and our heart and seeking God for what we're supposed to do in 2024. And I wanted to hop on here and really take the opportunity to speak to you about why this is so important. In Exodus 23:19, the scripture says, "The first of the first fruits of your land you shall bring to the house of the Lord your God." And the scriptures in New Testament as well about first fruits. And this term first fruits, it really talks about the earliest produce of harvest. Like, bring God your best and bring him what you have first. When you look at the biblical days, their produce or their harvest was a representation of their wealth. And them submitting their wealth back to God, it really was an acknowledgement that God was the ultimate provider, that God was their sustenance, and he was their source for prosperity. And I really wanted to be intentional that before we hop into the regular hustle and bustle of the year, we can get so excited to go out and to set goals and meet them. I have so many amazing things that I'm bringing forward with this podcast, but I want to make sure that we're doing so on good ground, that before we start sowing and I start teaching and we get caught up in doing the work of it all, that we really take the time to seek God and give him his just due. God has allowed us to see the year 2024. We have lived through a pandemic. We have lived through economic downturns, and God has kept us. He is a keeping God. And how dare we start our year off without giving him first what is due to him? Us taking the time to do what I'm calling our first fruits fast. And this is something that now I know that God will have us do annually. Us taking the time to do this is really showing and seeking God first, right? The Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all else will be added unto you." It's really a time for us to prioritize God, to prioritize seeking him, to prioritize hearing from him. And we're going to take our time, our resources, and our talents and really submit them to God before we put our hands to anything that we put a vision board on or put on our vision board. Anything that, any plan that we've created, we need to first seek God diligently and make sure that we are going after what he has called us to go after. My pastor taught a lesson on Sunday called "Shall We Pursue?" And he really spoke about how there was a battle that David was facing, and all of his men were mad at him. They were about to turn on him. He was facing this enemy camp, and he asked God, "Shall we pursue them? Shall we overtake them?" And a lot of us start chasing after pursuits before we sit and posture ourselves ourselves before God, before we sit and make sure that we have clearance from God to do a thing. And so I want to make sure that as we go into this season, we are not moving as we did before. We are not having any wasted movements because we are posturing and setting ourselves aside, setting our hearts aside, setting our intentions aside, setting our passions aside to really seek God in this new season. Let us not move in ways that we did before and expect different results. And so it's so important that we honor God with our first fruit. And oftentimes we try to equate this with money, but what's more valuable than money is our time. And a lot of us do not make time for God. We do not make time for the things of God. And quite honestly, we are operating in outside of God's will, outside of his provision, and outside of his safety. And so I'm not going to start a new season of this podcast the way that we've done previously without first setting aside and giving you the space and the opportunity to set aside the first portion of your year to really seek God. So I want to invite you to join me for a fast. We are starting from January 7th to the 14th. The 7th, we are going to have a kickoff call at 7:30 p.m. I usually do this on the 1st. However, I'm going to be out of town, okay? I'm going to go watch my nieces and my nephew. And so I wanted to make sure that even in me fasting, I was not distracted and I was able to show up well. So we are doing our first fruits fast. Kickoff call January 7th, okay, 7:30 p.m. And we start fasting Monday on the 8th. You are going to have every morning a 30-minute or less lesson to start your day. We are going to be seeking God. We're going to go to the book of Genesis to do so. We are going to have homework assignments, and I'm going to be sharing a lot of resources on things like how to hear from God, how to study the word, and honestly, whatever else God tells me to do over this week, we are going to really posture ourselves. I am really stepping into some different ventures this year, and I need to make sure that before they start, that I'm really postured and positioned to where I can allow God to order my steps and that I'm seeking and following him. And so I want you to do the same. The fast is absolutely free to participate. All you have to do is download the app and then make sure that within the app, you're signed up for our free community. I'm going to drop the links in the show notes, but I wanted to invite y'all personally to come and be a part of this fast. Invite somebody that you know needs to hear this, that needs this, that has not really taken the time to shut out the noise. We're fasting from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. from food. So we're going to do water. Okay, now if you're pregnant, nursing, or if you have medical issues, diabetes, the things, use wisdom, friend. Okay, use wisdom. What does that mean? If I know that I can't go an extended period of time without fasting, I am going to then make sure that I'm only feeding myself stuff that I need. So if you typically go to Chick-fil-A for breakfast, but we're fasting and you know that you can't not eat, then that just means make some eggs at home, friend. That you're only doing what you need to have sustenance in your body, but you are still sacrificing. Okay? That's how you use wisdom despite your condition. No social media. And a lot of us need to do no YouTube, no podcast, because there are way too many voices in your head and in your ear. And the reason you can't hear from God is because there's too much noise. So I want to implore you that if God is calling you to take it a step further, if God is imploring or calling you to take it beyond just no social media and you're not listening to any podcasts or you're not watching YouTube, do that. Do not sell yourself short. Do not sell yourself short. Do not sell yourself short. Next, we are not listening to any secular music. Again, we need to really make sure that we posture our ears and guard our heart in this time as we're seeking God. This is how we're going to steal away to seek God in this season. Okay? If you've never fasted before, girl, lock in. Get in here. Come on, okay? I'm going to teach you the importance of fasting. There's going to be so many extra resources. I'm going to have give y'all access to some of the Bible studies that I've taught. If you've never participated in anything that I have done, girl, I need to see you in the place and in the space, because I am really believing God to do something new before we even step foot real good into 2024 with this fast. I'm expecting, and I have a heart expectation, that God is going to show up. God is going to blow the minds of his daughters, and he's going to really give us clarity to ensure that we are not falling into the same traps that we did last year, that we have a fire that is lit up under us to where we can continue to run the race and finish the course. If you have struggled with consistency, if you have struggled with showing up, if you have struggled with following through and not seeing the goals that God has set for you, I want you to be a part of this fast. I already know that there are some things that God is going to have me do that's outside of our regular schedule programming for this fast, but you need to be locked in. And remember that when we fast, this is not about us just simply not eating. Take that time where you would be eating. Take that time where you would be making your meals and dedicate that to God. Whether that's listening to worship music, whether that's reading your Bible, you're going to be challenged to read your Bible. I'm going to have what's called Bible study breakdowns in the app. We already do this, but they're going to be even more dedicated to helping you understand the importance of first fruits, helping you understand and dig into everything that God is calling us to see, hear, and experience throughout this fast. And I want to give you guys these tools and these resources before we get into this year real good. Y'all know, I always joke and say that the year really don't start until after MLK Day. And so that is why we're having this fast right now. So girl, I'm excited. If you can't tell, I'm fired up. Make sure that you download the Prescription for Purpose app. Make sure that you make the account within the community. The links will be in the show notes. Don't wait to do this, friend. Do it right now. Do it right now, because you're not going to do it later. You're going to forget. You're going to forget. And then you're going to be upset when we come back next Wednesday and we're talking about how fire this fast is. Okay, I need you to be connected. I need you to really be serious about what you're seeking God for. I need you to really be on your Zoom, literally and figuratively, as we go into 2024. So girl, I love you. I cannot wait for y'all to get next week's episode. It's so fire. And I cannot wait to see you on Sunday for our kickoff call for the First Fruits Fast. I love y'all. I'm about to go be the best auntie for the next couple of days, and I'll see y'all on Sunday. Bye.